Hello, hello, welcome back. This week we are going to be talking about feminine energy again from a slightly different perspective. So a lot that's out there online about feminine energy focuses a lot on feminine energy. And so one of the main narratives excuse me, about feminine energy is that you need to be 100% feminine all the time, 100% submissive, 100% leaning back, 100% following all the time, right? That's kind of the polarity perspective where the man is 100% masculine and the woman is 100% feminine, and the flow of energy goes only one way, right? The man gives, the woman receives. And this perspective often hurts women. So I've had many women reach out to me, especially last year when I was talking more about this, about polarity and submission, dominance, feminine, masculine, and drawing the distinctions between those, because I know a lot of women who have like bought into this. I need to be 100% feminine to attract my masculine counterpart. And in the process, the women have lost their spark, they've lost their drive, passion, like desire, like ambition, right? And they just became these like listless, soft, like feminine blobs. Just like a blob of sweet feminine energy. So I've seen women really lose themselves in trying to be something other than what they are, right? Just like women lose themselves in being the boss babe persona, the hustle and grind and business lady and all of that energy, right? Just being like the strong, independent woman who don't need no man. No. It's both of them are like extremes of what a woman can be. And my approach is always to be whole, be balanced, be who you are, and grow in all directions rather than just one direction, just one, like the quote unquote feminine energy, the leaned back and the soft and the receiving, or be, the go-getter and the empowered and the strong and the independent. You can be both. And in fact, it's good to be both. So, the Proverbs 31 woman, she's both a really hard worker, but also deeply feminine, right? She submits to her husband. So you can be both. And this paradigm, especially the polarity paradigm, I have a lot of problems with it. I really do. Because it minimizes woman just to being feminine, just to following, just to receiving. And that's not a woman, that's a child, right? Because it places a woman kind of below a man. And in some ways, yes, she is, but she also a fully, embodied, powerful, empowered, feminine woman. Yes, she submits to her man, but she also has her own life, her own skills, her own desires, her own maybe business or her own goals or her own career, that kind of fits in with the life that she's creating with her partner. But she's not just like a passive follower, like a child would be, right? A lot of the teachings on femininity teach women to be children, to be childlike, and not in the good way. Right? They teach you to like lose your passion, lose your ambition, lose your drive to accomplish because that's masculine. As if that's wrong. Why is that wrong? I do not understand. So there you have these women making their quote unquote masculine energy wrong. And when you make one pole of this polarity of this, like it's a pole with two different endings, right? It's just one thing, one pole. When you make one of the polarities wrong and cut off your access to it, you also cut off your access to the feminine side. Just like, I'm sure you've heard this, you know, when you block fear, anger, grief, because you just don't want to feel those, you also block your joy, ecstasy, and love and pleasure, right? If you can't feel, you can't feel, full stop. It's the same with the masculine and the feminine, because they're on one spectrum, they're one thing, one pole. If you block yourself from one, you don't get to experience the other. It's the same with money, right? If you have listened to one of the previous episodes about, you know, how to love yourself and how to love yourself by accepting the polarities of beautiful and ugly, thin and fat, and so on, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, right? You have to embrace both and allow both. Otherwise, you can't be neither. So, what I see with this is that when women learn about feminine energy, they think that, oh, okay, I'll just be feminine, I'll no longer do anything, and this gives them a kind of, like an excuse to no longer put any effort in and just wait for God to provide, right? But when you cut yourself off from, like, being proactive and action, because that's so masculine, oh my gosh, you shouldn't do that, you should never take action, you should just wait and receive, you can't also really receive all that well because of the guilt and shame and feeling not deserving you will have when you're not taking action, when you're not doing your part, right? We are just wired this way. If we don't do our part, we feel like, oh, I don't really, you know, I haven't really earned that. Even though you might be receiving, you won't fully allow yourself to receive it, or you will receive it but not acknowledge and appreciate it, right? So you might be in a relationship and you might be receiving a lot, but if you have this mindset of, you know, being masculine is wrong, being to give to a man, or to be proactive, or to take action, or whatever, if you demonize masculine energy within yourself, you won't be able to appreciate what your man is giving. So you'll just take, but it will be like throwing things, love and affection, into a black hole, because it doesn't get returned, right? And that's, you know, it's not really a fun experience, because the feminine is not just this black hole that just receives, that you just throw things in and that the feminine just like takes it all. Right? It's in a partnership, the both of partners, they give and receive, right? I give my 100%, you give your 100%, I receive 100% of you, and they receive 100% of me. That's a power couple. That's a powerful dynamic. But if you think about a dynamic where the man is the generative force and he's giving, and the woman's receiving, like he has to receive also from somewhere, right? And it's not a sustainable dynamic. It can go on for a while, but eventually he'll get tired, he'll get exhausted, because he has to source from somewhere, and he might source from work, from colleagues, from friends, from other family, but if he doesn't receive the nourishment and sustenance, and doesn't receive back from you, he's just gonna find it somewhere else, and that might be another woman who actually does give to him and not just takes, right? So I know that you've likely been told that just be feminine and just be, you know, just receive and just trust, and God will provide and men should provide, la 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 la. And in some ways, yes, it's good, but it's not the full picture. It's only half of the picture, right? And if you only focus on feminine energy, that's you're stunted. You're stunted. You're not going to be able to go far because that's like swimming with only one arm. Not only is it exhausting, it also doesn't really work. You're not going to get far. It's not, it's just not a sustainable way, right? All women and all men, we need both. That's just the simple fact. So when you demonize your masculine energy, you know, your generative, your giving, your action taking, your like that passionate drive forward, your ambition, when you disown it and reject it and make that wrong, guess what also happens to your relationship with actual men? When you make your own masculine energy wrong, you subconsciously make men wrong too. And the most feminine, embodied, and soft women that I know are also the most badass, confident, and courageous action takers as well. They don't just sit around, they're not idle, they're not, because that's disempowered. It's feminine, but it's disempowered, right? And you can be so deeply feminine and just lie on the sofa all day and not do anything, not get anything done, and nothing happens around you, but you're so feminine, right? There's no man, there's no money, there's no job, there's no, but you're so feminine, right? It like that, it's, yeah, you're super extra deeply feminine, but it's not fulfilling, is what I'm saying. You can be so deeply feminine and totally lose yourself. And that's what a lot of women do. And that it really deeply bothers me about the polarity movement, because yes, it's good for women who have been in the more in their masculine energy to balance out, to embody more softness, more submission, more, but to go completely into it, like 100%, I'm just going to be feminine. It really, it's not healthy. And I've seen it really damage women, really like destroy lives and you know, crush women's identities and self-concepts, and it's really not good. And you know, some teachings out there also say that it's enough for you to be fully feminine because the man will embody the masculine pole in the relationship, so you don't have to be any masculine. That's also not the right it's not the solution, especially for the women that I coach. You know, I coach women who don't want to just sit idle and pretty at home and not do anything. They want to actually have their own mission and purpose and do their own things. You know, they also want to be mothers and wives and girlfriends and whatnot, but also have something that they are creating, that they are building, whether that's being an artist or an engineer or a doctor, right? You can be it all, but you can't be it all when you think that you only are able to be feminine, right? So a woman who is whole upon herself, embodies all of herself without rejecting or compromising any part, right? So it's, if you've been kind of conditioned into this paradigm, into this dogma of polarity that you can only be one or the other, you really are shooting yourself in the foot, right? And I urge you to really stop listening to people who just tell you to be this and all your problems will be fixed, because no, you get to be your whole human self. And a woman who is aiming for and practicing only her feminine side is pretty much training to be a spoiled, entitled princess in a relationship, because no healthy relationship is just one-sided. It's not, you know, it's not about just man giving 100% and woman receiving 100%. Like I said, in a partnership, it's both giving at 100, receiving at 100. Right? And you can only be with a whole and healthy relationship partner when you allow yourself to be all of who you are. So, you know, if you've If you're the kind of woman who is attracted to my work, I bet that you've been through your boss babe era, where you've been the empowered, strong, powerful, achieving woman. And you've also experimented with the polarity, right? The soft girl era, the feminine, the submissive, the I'm just feminine and everything happens, girl, right? And neither of them is the complete truth, because the complete truth includes both. So trust me, you are no less of a feminine woman if you work hard. Go after your dreams with confidence and courage and love hard. There is this misunderstanding in the feminine energy world that you should just be receiving all the things straight from high heavens without as little as lifting your finger. Like that's somehow an indisputable proof of your feminine magnetism, aka your worth, right? So it's like we have this idea that, oh, if I'm just feminine enough, if I'm just relaxed enough, if I'm just like in my pleasure and in my softness, in my sensuality, I am worthy and I will receive, right? Like that's a wrong association, because your worth is not on based on how feminine you are, on how much you receive. And so a lot of women pursue femininity, pursue being feminine and, leaning back and like stepping into receiving more, in order to feel more worthy, right? And your worth is inherent, but your results and what you achieve and what you get to experience in life don't just depend on grace and your ability to receive it. It also depends on how you show up, right? So I'm sure that you know how to achieve results, especially, in business, in career. If you're a go-getter, if you're the kind of woman who follows me, I'm sure that you know how to achieve things by yourself. And maybe now you're learning, or you have also learned how to lean back and how to receive. But to be a whole woman, you need both, right? You need both the action, the go-getting, and the ability to trust. Trust in men, trust in God, trust in the masculine to provide and take care of you, right? The best way to summarize this whole concept is this quote from Saint Augustine. And it's really one of my favorite quotes ever. It goes like this: pray as though everything depended on God, and work as though everything depended on you. I just find that so beautiful, right? Because it means that you give 100% from you. You don't hold back. You don't hold back because you're afraid, oh my gosh, I'm going to be less than, I'm going to be less of a worthy feminine being. No, you give 100%. When you want something, you go 100% after it. But at the same time, you pray as though it's all on God, right? So you trust God, and you pray for what you desire, and you allow yourself to fully receive it, right? Because you trust that it's up to God. It's not up to you, but you're still gonna do 100%, but it's also 100% God. So it's not 50-50. It's not 50% my effort, 50% God or grace. It's 100% me, 100% God. Right? And it doesn't have to exclude one another. It's, when you are in this mindset where you show up fully, 100%, and allow God to show up fully for you, 100%, you know that this is how you're going to show up in a relationship. That's how the best relationships happen. That's how they are made. You show up 100% and they show up 100%. And what I see is, there are women in two camps. So one of the camps is women either having full faith in themselves, but none in men or God, right? They have no trust in being taken care of and provided for. So they work like a workhorse and they get results, right? But this makes for an exhausted, overworked, and hardened woman. And the other camp is women who have all faith in God or the universe or some other mythical, mystical force, but none in themselves. And this creates weak, incapable, and underachieving women because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their own effort. They just rely on, okay, well, if God wants me to have it, he will give me it. But if, okay, well, I don't have everything I want, that means God doesn't want me, and they just settle, right? No, it's like you have to work hard for the things you want. Even if you know, it's like even if God is not giving them to you right now, still work really, really hard for them. Right, because both are necessary. You can't just just going for it and relying on your own action will exhaust you, and just relying on God, you might get it, but it's such an uncertain, unstable, like fearful existence. I would not want to be just, oh my gosh, hoping and oh my gosh, maybe God will please maybe God will be merciful and will give me what I want. Like, no, you can really go out and go after your goals, because it's both of these energies that, you know, they're both necessary, and it's the union of them that will get you the farthest. Just like in a great partnership, right? You have full trust and confidence in yourself as a partner. You know that you show up fully. You know that you love hard. You know that you're willing to have the hard conversations. You meet your beloved halfway. You're ready. You go 100%. When you're in 100%, right? And so you also have to trust that he is doing or going to do exactly the same, right? So it's the same, like, you know, work as if it all depends on you. And I'm sure that many of you, because this is I usually attract and work with women who fully trust in themselves, but they don't really trust in God. They don't really trust in men, right? So if that's you, you know that you can show up. You know that you're gonna show up 100% to anything that you commit yourself to. I'm like this. Like, I know that I'm going to commit 100%. If I choose something, I'm 100% in. Just, there's just no question about it, right? But you also have to have the same full 100% trust in God. Just like you would have the 100% trust that your partner is going to or will show up 100%. That's just given because it's his nature. It's because he loves you. He's choosing you. He wants you, right? And so have the same faith in God, right? So it's like, it's this saying, it's this quote again, work as if it's 100% on you and pray as if it's 100% on God, right? And you need both. You really need both. Because if you don't have both, you're like have one leg broken and you're trying to run a race, a marathon. Just imagine that, you know, it's just, you're not going to get far. It's going to be painful. And it's just, right. So when you have both, when you have full trust in yourself and full trust in your partner, that creates safety. It creates trust. It creates security. Right. And from that foundation, that's when you can grow. You know, you can progress, you can expand, you can really create. That's when life is truly possible. You can actually create. Because if it's just one partner who's pulling forward, who's 100% in, and the other one is not, and so your relationships will reflect the state of your beliefs, right? So if, for example, you're in a space where you show up 100%, you love hard, you commit, you know that you're all in, but the men are kind of wishy-washy, hot and cold, they're lukewarm, they're not really sure what they want, then your work is to work on your trust and your beliefs about men and how they show up. And, you know, what your trust, whether they will show up, whether, you know, like, the same kind of confidence and trust you have in your own abilities and your own commitment and desire to show up, you have to have the same trust in God, in men. And if on the other hand, you have men who just, they're fully in, they want you, they're like going after you, they're pursuing you 100% in, they want you, they're committed, and you're like, no, I know, no, I don't know, I'm not sure, then likely it is that you have to work on your commitment, your ability to show up, your ability, like your 100%, right? It's your work. It's not your trust in men. Because like, when you only operate from either or one of the energies and neglect the other, you're highly disadvantaged and severely stunted. You can't really create something good when you're like unequally yoked, right? This is what it means. Like if one person is pushing forward and the other person is like lukewarm, oh, I'm not sure. You're not going to get far. It's not going to be an easy, enjoyable ride. When two people are 100% in, giving their 100% and pulling forward in one direction, that's when magic happens. And it's your job to balance this within yourself. If you want to, attract a partner who's just like 100% in and you're 100% in and you both just love each other and want to go forward and like really want to spend the rest of your lives together and really grow and develop and evolve in the relationship, then you need both. You need this like excellent work ethic for yourself and excellent trust in men, money, God, right? So you can see that if you're attracting, lukewarm or hot and cold men or unavailable or whatever, or they're fully in and you're not in, then you have to start working on being that kind of woman too. You have to start, you have to become the woman who shows up 100% and trusts hard. So if that sounds like something that you need, my Feminine Energy Mastery mentorship might be for you. It's a 6-month mentorship. It's my flagship program, and it's for women who desire to be all of themselves. So if you've been through your boss babe era and your soft submissive girl era, and you know that neither offer the complete truth, this is going to be for you. If you know that you're like absolutely unique as the beautiful snowflake or the something doesn't have good connotations, but the snowflake or the grain of sand that you are, and you know that your true fulfillment will not be found by fitting into an existing paradigm or by taking other people's desires or projections of what she should be, of what you should be, right? But your true fulfillment, deep fulfillment, and finding the love that you desire, the kind of partner that you desire, will be by fully embodying all that you are and came here to be. Organic growth from inside out. I want you to be the kind of woman that boldly claims her worth, who courageously takes her stance and becomes all that she dreams of being. I want you to feel free and fully yourself. And I want you to have the love that you deserve and desire, and you know that you're destined for. So if you want to become that kind of woman, I am the woman to coach you through it. My 6-month mentorship is a very deep, very like a sacred container for you to step into and become all that you are meant to be, all that God made you to be, all that God wants you to be, right? We'll work on the feminine and the masculine and on embodying and balancing both of them so that you can grow exponentially in from all sides, not just one side, right? You're not just training your left arm or your left side of the body, you're training all of you. It's a holistic program, right? And it's not coaching, it's mentorship, so it's they're slightly different. So coaching is more about, let's figure out your goal and get to it. This mentorship is more about you and who you are becoming. It's more this container and guidance for you to grow into who you are, rather than okay, this is your goal, let's go after it. So if all of that sounds good and you really want to be that person, you've been through all of the teachings and this side and that side, and you haven't found the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth will be when you come home to yourself. So it's 6 months. It's Feminine Energy Mastery Mentorship with Moa. It's 6 months and it's 5K British pounds. If this sounds interesting, if you want to get to know me, if you want to see if we vibe, you know, determine compatibility and see if we fit, you know, because 6 months, it's a commitment. And, I want you to make sure that it's the right decision for you and for me. If that sounds good, come on a discovery call with me. There will be a link in the show notes. Just book it for whenever feels good for you, whenever you have time and, you know, it fits in my calendar. And I would love to meet you. It would be an absolute honor to guide you and to help you step into the kind of woman that you were meant to be so that you can attract and feel worthy of attracting and holding, not just attracting, but also holding and growing and maintaining that which you attract, right? Because a lot of women, they're really good at attracting what they want, but they're not good at maintaining it. So that's why this program, this offer is 6 months, because, you know, you learn to really hold the kind of person you're becoming. And so when you embody like both of these aspects, you will be able to attract the love and the money, the results, everything that you desire from an empowered feminine space, but you also be able to really hold it and like go after it, not just, you know, sit timidly somewhere and hope it happens. No, you'll feel truly worthy of having it, of attracting it, of receiving it and having it long term, maintaining it, like cultivating it and really living it. Right? Because you know that you are working for it. You know that from your side, you're doing everything. And so you deserve it. Anyway, I will end it here. I hope you loved this episode. If you want to work with me, please, please, please reach out. If you found this useful, share it with a girlfriend. And make sure to leave me a like 5-star rating. I would really, really, really appreciate it. It would make my day, because I love seeing all the reviews. And if you want to type a few words, that would be even better. Oh my gosh. But otherwise, that's it for this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Bye!